reminder to media members who've just joined our call, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, we'll work those in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Hofstra Pride, Joe Mihalik. Good morning, Coach Mihalik.
Morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You guys opened conference play with two games right down to the wire. Road victory last Saturday, 58-56 at Delaware, and then a heartbreaker at home, 95-93 in overtime to William and Mary. Just kind of go back and give me your views on those two games.
Yeah, I'll be glad to do that, Rob. I'd first like to say that it's just an incredible thing that Kevin's done there at UNCW there at Wilmington. I mean, their RPI is 17, and here we are maybe a game or two before the halfway mark of the whole season. And I hope that everybody in the league, from top to bottom, is doing everything they can to get everybody in the country to know what a great team that this conference has. I mean, 17 RPI, and hey, you know what? The way it looks, they're gonna go ahead and win this whole thing and earn their way in. But you know, if people want to talk about at large bids, I think it starts now. I mean, they've been incredible, and it's a credit to Kevin and all those kids. RPI 17. I mean, that's incredible. I hope we start hearing about them now from all the talking heads when they start talking about good teams in college basketball now that the college football's over. So our games, I heard the tail end of Billy Cohen talking, and you know, it's going to be 18 wars, 18 battles. That's what we saw. You know, we get down to Delaware and Martin Inglesby's already changed the culture of that whole program there, and you know, it's amazing what he's done. They're there, they're in every game. They make you play their way. They did that with us. You know, we had to play their style to beat them, and we were lucky enough to get past, and we had enough guys make some good plays towards the end, and we were able to sneak out of there with a win. But you know, and then last night was just we've had some great battles with William and Mary through the years. You know, if you play a Tony Shaver coach team, you better be ready to guard. They're going to have great offensive firepower, and we saw that last night. And you know, we just couldn't guard them. I mean, people are going to talk about the last shot and blah 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 and all that stuff, and that's normal. But really, it was we just couldn't guard them. We just never stopped them.
You guys have obviously lost some talented all-conference players off last year's team, and have had to blend new players who certainly have stepped up in Deron Powers and Eli Pemberton and Ty Greer. Talk about how that's gone for you, and how you think those guys have blended the old guys and the new guys.
Yeah, I mean, and another name you didn't mention was Justin Wright Foreman, who's really starting to, you know, show everybody else what we've known for, you know, a year and a half, and that is he can really score. So, yeah, I mean, we're you know, we had a team last year that was together for a long time, and it was a veteran team, and we had a player of the year and running the show, and he made plays that most people can't make, and so we're, you know, even though it's, as I said earlier, we're a game or two from the halfway mark of the whole season, we're still a work in progress. We're still, you know, trying to get guys to fit in and get to where we had these guys playing last year, and you know, hopefully we get there. It's, you know, the goal for us remains the same. I mean, get to March and feel like you can win a 3-day tournament. So you know, that's where we're at.
We're here with Hofstra head coach Joe Mihalik. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. You guys played a challenging non-conference schedule. What do you feel like you learned most about your team over the first couple of months?
Well, we learned a lot of good. We learned a lot of bad. I think you'd get 10 coaches saying the same thing. I mean, that's, you know, I say it all the time. Your non-conference schedule is just, the purpose there is to sharpen your teeth for league play. And, you know, we did that, whether it was Kentucky or Bonaventure or a tournament in Florida or whatever. It's different styles, different teams. You know, hopefully somebody you played a little bit like Northeastern. Hopefully somebody you played a little bit like Wilmington and blah, 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 so that you can be ready when you play those teams. And in addition to that, you learn about your team. I mean, who can do this, who can do that. And, we learned a lot, good and bad. We learned a lot.
Okay, our media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Natalie.
Kevin Tressolini from Delaware Online, your line is open. Hey, Joe, you mentioned the visit to Delaware on Saturday. In that game, Blue Hen freshman Ryan Daly had 20 points, 15 rebounds. What are your impressions of him? He may not look the part, but he's really made quite an impact for Delaware pretty quickly here.
He's a basketball player. Ryan Daly's a basketball player. Whatever he's supposed to do, he does it. We all have guys that can really shoot it. We all have guys that can maybe defend it or rebound or pass. He does it. He's a basketball player. When it's time to shoot, he shoots, and he knows when to. Yeah, when it's time to get a rebound, he finds a way to get it. He's a basketball player. It's as good a compliment as you can give anybody. And, you know, it's you're going to underestimate him because he's not a high flyer. He's not you know, having drive through the lane dunks, and he's not, whatever. He gives you, he can play possum a little bit because he might look a little bit slow and look a little bit, you know, whatever. But he's a basketball player, and he's playing really well, and it's, you know, he's at the right place at the right time. And, you know, as I said earlier, Martin Inglesby's already changed the culture down there, and you know, the Delaware people can expect some good things.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Joe, next up for you is a James Madison squad that got off to a slow start this year under Coach Lou Rowe, but has won its last three. As you've had a chance to prepare for them or get ready for them, what have you seen the differences from early in the year to their last couple of games?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's a good team, good bunch, good personnel. I'm not surprised with 2-0. I'm not. You know, I mean, everybody else is going to say, oh, they had a bit. You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, they're 2-0. They're in first place. They're ahead of us. I know that. So, and again, good personnel. They have all the pieces, and, you know, sounds like they're getting it together.
All right, Joe. Thanks, as always, for your time this morning. Look forward to talking to you throughout the season and again next Tuesday.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
All right. Thank you.